Chapter 9, Bumbling Through Our Own Bullshit. Well, look at you. You made it. There's no way you don't know a shit ton more about narcissism than before you read this book. I bet it tweaked you more than a few times, too, right? Well done. Kudos to you. And you can apply a lot of what you've learned here, like tomorrow. And when things open up again, like pandemic-wise, it's going to come in real handy. This is tough stuff, though. So be compassionate with yourself when your first attempts don't work. You got to beginner mind that shit. And if you need help, call me, text me, set up an appointment or a free consult. I'm currently doing 8-week emotional intelligence skills training classes, but when the world opens up again, I hope to be speaking to groups who want help with this stuff. I think taking real life examples of folks who are struggling with this in real time is the quickest and easiest way to teach this stuff. And I do an Instagram live, Throw Up Thursdays, at 4 o'clock p.m. PST. And a Facebook Live podcast, Joe and JJ Go Mental, on Mondays at 11 a.m. PST. And that shit's all free, as is the content on my YouTube page, Dr. JJ Kelly. You know, this is the part of the book where I tell you to go ahead and get trained. And do. But it's also the part where I usually say, if not with me, find somebody. But not this time. Since the vast majority of people I've met in the mental health profession are narcissists and don't know it, fuck that. I cannot, in good conscience, say that this time. It's about do no harm. And they do. They've done harm. And they don't see it. So they don't do problem solving because they believe there's no problem. Yikes. So yeah, no, work with me. Get your training from me. Not for years, but for weeks. I like the whole teach them to fish thing. Not the, hey, I'll give you a fish today, but come back every week for years. And oh, by the way, it's not an actual fish you can eat that nourishes you. It's more like a cardboard fish. Yeah, listen to me. I know it's right. Come back and pay me some more for my expertise on cardboard fish. I know what's best. Nope. Why you want to work with me specifically on this is simple. I'm an expert on narcissism. I've escaped the narcissistic family system several times, family of origin, several friends and friend groups, work environments, partners, you name it. I've cleared them out. My house is clean. And dude, I've worked in Berkeley, California, a top narcy hub for almost 20 years. Christ, forget the doctorate. That shit is the epitome of learning by doing. I'm an expert in dialectics and emotional intelligence skills training. I don't know anyone else, and I haven't even heard of anyone else taking a dialectical approach to narcissism. This ordinary, extraordinary Venn diagram is something I've used since early 2000s, and it works. I also believe narcissism can be treated and eliminated when we offer the person alternative ways to behave, behaviors they agree with and they can be proud of, because they match their core values. Not mine, theirs. Most professionals call people narcissistic, and you can tell that's where it ends. They have little to no hope it will change. I never understood why, then, they continued to take their money. I'm not a narcissist. I don't suffer from pervasive feelings of shame, anxiety, or fear. I don't have to. My behaviors almost always match my values, so I'm not eroding the self-esteem and self-confidence I've built. It's a discipline, Especially because I experience intense emotions. Always have. I get to feel all of what life brings me and still behave in a way I can feel proud of. And I accept that I have flaws and weaknesses, and I don't try to hide them. I accept the ordinary about myself, and that allows for the extraordinary to come out too. And that's why I can see the shit that others can't or won't see about narcissism. I sugarcoat nothing without being cruel. I will just tell you what I think, even when it scares me to do so. You can agree or disagree. You and I just want to know why. My attachment to the concept of being right is only so far as it might help you if I hit the bullseye on something where you've developed a blind spot. We can respectfully argue about anything and everything, and we'll still part in positive regard for one another. It's true. Happens all the time. So yeah, that's why you want to work with me and learn from me. It also might be why you'd be scared to. Just do the consult and we'll see. Take that first step, just the first one, and call me, text me, reach out. 510-595-7594 or drjjkelly.com. At the end of the day, we have an epidemic here, folks. Narcissism is everywhere. It's hiding in plain sight. It's in politics, media, and religion, and it fuels and facilitates racism, sexism, extremism, and fanaticism of all kinds. The patriarchy, rape culture, and white supremacy depend on this delusional disorder because it causes the kind of pain and self-hatred that kind of cult-like recruitment requires. If everyone possessed a sense of integrity and a healthy regard for themselves, you think the NRA would have the zealous membership they do? And spare me the political rant. This is not about guns, politics, or sides. This is about a country that is so devoid of love for ourselves that we have next to no chance of loving one another, much less the rest of the world. Happy people don't let their neighbor starve. Happy people don't shoot kids. Happy people don't hate. Happy people act right. And everybody kind of knows and agrees that some things are just wrong and some things are just right. We all agree on a lot more than we disagree on. We've just stopped looking for that place of overlap. The exploration has ceased. The fun part doesn't even exist anymore. I think we can change that. I believe in us and you and them. Let's heal together. I love you because I love me. Now let's remember how to love everybody else.